See if your partner has support under the balls of the feet, the base of the skull, the thighs, under the knee creases, tied slightly above your knees in front. The head between the sit bones as you lie. The arms either balanced over your body or the hands with the elbows on the floor, whichever is more comfortable. Your pardon? No, it's quite all right. It's fine what she's doing. Either way is fine. Whatever's comfortable. Yesterday, we practiced blowing through an imaginary straw. I want you to do that now. Round your lips and just blow through an imaginary straw. Blow. Now let your breath alone entirely. And in a moment, I want you to look at it. But we're going to use this blowing through the straw this morning for another addition to our process. We'll be watching the front part of the clothing settle against the back as we're blowing through the imaginary straw. This is going to facilitate that process of realizing the image on the front of the clothing settling against the back. For just a moment, however, would you just look at your breath and leave it alone? Let it do what it wants to. Give it permission to do whatever it does. And listen to it. It may tell you something. Now, would you select some clothing which you'll imagine yourself to be, and it's empty. In the back, the clothing is spreading on the floor, and the front part of the clothing is going to be settling against the back. Okay. And to help that along, let's put the pants legs of the clothing over an imaginary hanger. Now, that's all part of the imagery. That is to say, the support. You need to see that. Now, to facilitate the settling of the front of the clothing against the back, round your lips and blow through the straw. Blow. Okay, now just let the breath alone. And while the breath, remember I told you, you need to allow 2, 3, 4 or more uncontrolled breaths to take place before doing another forced exhalation. While the breath is reestablishing itself, let's work specifically on the seat of the pants, the front of the seat of the pants. So just watch the sides here, the front of the seat of the pants settling evenly on either side. then we can come back and lift the weight of the legs a bit. Image the legs as trousers hanging over a hanger. See that clearly. The back of the clothing spreading on the floor, and the front part settling against the back. Round your lips and blow through the straw. Blow. Again, leave your breath alone. Let's work now on the coat. Touch the lower ribs. That would be a coat or a jacket. And again, see the front settle against the back evenly on either side. Then we go up to the upper part of the coat, right under the clavicles. Here, as you let the front settle against the back, also think of it spreading out. The arms or sleeves. And the legs are trousers. Let's touch front and back. Okay, this is good. Right here, more emptiness in your thinking, and front settles against back. Put the pants legs over the hanger again. Put it all together. All of those elements we did individually. See them simultaneously or sequentially, rather rapidly. You're imaging your legs as trousers over the hanger, back of the clothing spreading on the floor, front part settling against the back. Round your lips and blow. Rest. Now let's work a little bit on the femur heads resting in the acetabula. So just take your hands and draw the lines. Do the sliding hand exercise, which you did for yourself sitting. Do it for your partner now. A line from the centers of the knees to the centers of the thigh creases. Let the weight of the legs spill back into the pelvis. And then after you've done the moving tactilate a couple of times, just leave your fingers in the thigh creases about midway. Your partner thinks of the femur heads resting in the femur sockets, in the acetabula. Now, let's get the sit bones melting down the backs of the legs. Touch the sit bones and draw them down the backs of the legs so that come down to the heels. Draw from the sit bones down the backs of the legs. Maybe I can do that. Let me pull that up, yes. Now, after you've done the moving tactilade, touch along the sit bones, the stationary around them. And your partner lets the sit bones elongate down the back of the legs to the heels. Go up to the shoulders now. Work on those. The shoulders are going to be epaulets. Wait a minute. No, go to the shoulders. Let's do them. Let's touch the shoulders on the top and then slide our hands over the shoulders down the sides of the arms through the fingertips. That's to establish that the tassels from the edges of the epaulets are represented by your arms. Well, they are really representing your arms. And then after you do that, the palms of your hands on the tops of your partner's shoulders with the little finger edges touching the base of the neck, and slide your hands across the tops of the shoulders two or three times, each time touching the base of the neck and then moving away from that, sliding your hands over the shoulders. That's to establish with tactile aid the fact that the line of movement is away from the base of the neck. Then put your thumbs on the tops of the shoulders, close to the base of the neck, with a very slight amount of pressure. And from that position, your partner will watch the shoulders widening away from the base of the neck, as epaulets or some soft material. Let it happen. See it. Now, finally, we'll do the eyes. I would like, however, just before doing the eyes, to touch the centers of the thigh creases, watch the femur heads resting in the acetabular. Let the great trochanters soften and melt away, touch them. Good, very nice. And now, let's touch the closed lids of the eye, very lightly. Do not, I repeat, do not press on the eyes. Touch them very lightly. Your partner will see the eyes resting in the eye sockets just as the thigh bones rest in the thigh sockets. Then touch around the temples, sides here. Let them soften, melt away, just as the great trochanters did. Even while we're touching the outsides of the head here, in the temple area, and imaging the eyeballs resting in the eye sockets, let the femur heads rest in the femur sockets. Just let your partner rest for a moment. Take the ties off your partner's legs. Put your arms down by your sides, roll over to one side or the other, and come to standing. Come to standing at your own speed. Whatever time you need to take, take that. But when you do come to standing, will you begin to think about the weight being on the femur heads? balanced on the femur heads. And let's just bounce on the femur heads, very small movement. And let the great trochanters melt down the sides of the legs as you think support in between the melting great trochanters. And let the sit bones melt down the backs of your legs. And let your head balance between the sit bones. And keep producing the bounce until it's imperceptible. All right, please help your partner into constructive rest and we'll work on them. And see if they have support under the balls of the feet, base of skull, the ties under the knee creases, tied slightly above the knees, the arms either lapped over the body or the hands resting on the body with the elbows on the floor. The head between the sit bones. And generally, you've lined yourself up parallel to the planes of the room, but that not to be held as a rigid relationship, but rather just used as a guide, and then you let go of it. Now, let's practice one time blowing through the imaginary straw. Round your lips and blow. Let your breath be completely uncontrolled now, and look at it. Just observe it. Let it do what it wants to do. Give your breath or body the permission to breathe in any way it wishes, even what you think is bad. And listen to the breath. What does it tell you about yourself? What does it tell you about your psychological state or your physiological state? Now select an ensemble of clothing that you'll imagine yourself to be. The back of the clothing spreading on the floor, the front part of the clothing settling against the back. Let's put the pants legs over the imaginary hanger. As you watch the support, see the back of the clothing spreading on the floor and the front part settling against the back. Round your lips and blow. Okay, now release the tactile aid. And as the breath is reestablishing itself, we'll touch the anterior crest of the ilia. See the front of the seat of the pants settling against the back evenly on both sides. Let's put the pants legs back over the hanger again. Now clearly see the support of the imaginary hanger and the back of the clothing spreading on the floor and the front part settling against the back. And to help that, round your lips and blow. Now we'll slowly release the tactile aid under the legs and come up to the lower part of the ribs, which represents the lower part of the coat. And again, you want to see this settling evenly on either side. And the tactile aid should intend to help that, to guide it, rather than to force it. Under the collarbone. Okay. That's good. Much better. Now, as you see this area empty, also watch it spread out as it settles front against back. Spreads out. Let's take the arms as sleeves. Empty. Insides touching each other. Insides touching itself. Now we put the pants legs back over the hanger. I'm going to watch the support, the back of the clothing spreading on the floor, and the front part settling against the back. Round your lips and blow. Let's just do the trouser legs. We neglected to do that on this group. Front settles against back. Hmm? here you could think of more emptiness. It needs to be clearer in your thought, and front settling against back. Let's take the image now of the femur heads resting in the femur sockets. Do the sliding hands from the centers of the knees in toward the centers of the thigh sockets or thigh creases. Slide your hands from the centers of the knees back into here. And then just put your fingers in the creases here. And your partner imagines the little round heads of the femur bones dropping in the sockets like little golf balls falling in the golf holes. That's better. And the great trochanters melt on the sides. I'm touching the creases with my thumbs, and I'm touching with the rest of my fingers around the great trochanters, just to remind my partner to let the great trochanters soften as you let the femur heads rest in the acetabula in the cups. Yeah, now that's better. And let the sit bones melt or grow, perhaps, down the backs of the legs. I do the moving tactile two or three times from sit bones to the heels. And then I touch the sit bones, and we just watch them growing, extending. You want to think melting down to the heels or to the heels. You can also alternate that with the image of the femur heads resting in the acetabula. Now we can go up to the shoulders, and they are epaulets with tassels on the edges. And to establish that, run your hands over the tops of the shoulders, over the arms, through the fingertips. Then put the palms of your hands onto the tops of your partner's shoulders. Your little finger edges of your hands will touch the base of the neck. Then you slide your hands from the base of the neck out over the shoulders, and repeat that a couple of times. Always touching the base of the neck, so that as you separate away from the base of the neck, that's a message through the tactile sense that the image is moving away from the base of the neck. put your fingers on the tops of the shoulders, a little behind center. And your partner images the shoulders as epaulets or some soft material extending away from the base of the neck, moving away from the base of the neck, expanding away from the base of the neck, growing away from the base of the neck, releasing away from the base of the neck. That's a key word. Or melting away from the base of the neck. Use any of those verbs that may appeal to you, or invent your own. Finally, we're going to do the eyes and the thigh sockets. Let's just very briefly do the thigh sockets. Sorry. You're touching in the creases about midway, and your partner is imaging the thigh heads resting in the thigh sockets. And then that's with the thumbs. And then with the fingers, I'm touching around the great trochanters. And we're letting those soften and perhaps drip or melt away. Now come up to the head, and let's let the eyes rest in their sockets. Again, please touch the eyes very, very gently. Do not press on them at all. And then with the sides, with the fingers, I'm touching the eyes with my thumbs. With the fingers, I'm touching around the temples, which you're going to let melt like the great trochanters, or soften like the great trochanters, as the eyeballs center in their sockets. Just watch that happen easily. Alternate between the softening temples and the eyeballs sinking into the sockets. Think depth. Now, even while you're getting tactile-aid here, think of your thigh heads, the heads of the femur bone, sinking in the acetabula. And the great trochanter is melting down the sides of the legs. Now let's come back and think of the eyes again, sinking in the eye sockets, and the temples melting, softening. Good. Now we'll leave our partners alone for just a moment. Let you assimilate. Take the ties off your partner's legs, please. Put your arms down by your sides and roll over to one side or the other. Come standing as you please. When you get to the standing position, take your time coming, but do begin to think in terms of balancing on your femur heads. This, by the way, will be the technique we'll be using as we come out of constructive rest, so that you reorient yourself to the different relationship to gravity which you have when you stand as opposed to when you're lying. Now, as you let your weight rest on the femur heads, let's think of the great trochanters melting down the sides of the legs, and let's balance on them. Let's balance on them. Let the great trochanters melt down the sides of the legs. Think of the support in between. Sit bones melt down the backs of the legs. And the head is between the sit bones. All right, and the arms are taken over by gravity. Now, a suggested assignment in the thinking body, Todd has a section on walking or standing, and or standing. You might just look those over. It would be to your advantage to take some tracing paper and trace. There are some anatomy books like the Coloring Anatomy book and the Foster that have the pelvis disarticulated from the rest of the skeleton. And in Foster, I know there are three very nice views, front, back, and side. It would be good to trace those to get a feeling of what the pelvis is like. Beyond that, if you could put some tracing paper over a skeletal structure, the entire skeletal structure, and trace just the pelvis and the two femur bones, then draw in the lines from the centers of the knees to the centers of the acetabula or thigh joint. You'd begin to get a sense of that line. I'd like you especially to do that one, and I'd like to look at it tomorrow so that I can be sure you understand the line of movement, where it goes. Okay, we have begun the standing position, and we'll be doing more with that and more with sitting and more with constructive rest. Thank you all very much. Have a good day. Thank you.